So first topic is the topic of showers on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So to understand the halachas behind it, we're first going to start with discussing what is the melachas are permitted on Yom Tov in general. So the Torah says, the pasuk says regarding Yom Tov, Uvayim harishon mikra kodesh, vayim hashvi mikra kodesh, vayim hashvi mikra kodesh, yelachem kol melacha lo yisasu. You're not allowed to do any malachas, but malachas which are for the purpose of eating, something which is going to be eaten by all people, only that you can do. Which means that any malacha which is yachal lachol nefesh, which is food, it's called eichal nefesh, that's the definition, is permitted to do, even if it's on Shabbos, it's prohibited. So, what is exactly this malacha that you're allowed to do? For example, this cooking, this carrying, these are malachas which are usually used as an example of eichel nefesh. Things that are needed for preparing food for everybody on Yom Tov. That's later. We'll get to it in a second. So the pasuk says eichel nefesh, anything which is eichel nefesh. In Maseches Beitos and Machlokes in Meshamim Beis Hillel, regarding carrying a young child or a lulav on Yom Tov through Rosh Hashanah, Beis Shammai says, the Torah says eichel nefesh, which means anything, only things are connected, only melach is permitted for food, and not something which is not needed for the purpose of eichel nefesh for food is not permitted. Mm-hmm. Beis Hillel says, no, it says mitoich. There's a rule mitoich shehutra letzayrech, hutra namishlo letzayrech. Since the Torah permitted this melacha for something which is needed for food, the Torah also permitted it for something which is not needed for food. So, and the halacha is like Beis Hillel. It's called the rule of mitoich. Mitoich shehut l'tzeirich, utanam ish l'tzeirich. So we see any melacha which is needed to prepare food in Yom Tov is permitted in general, even for something which isn't food. But there is the restriction that it has to be davar hashav l'chol nefesh, tzeirich nefesh, there's... Even if it's not for food, it has to be something which is needed by everybody. So this is the Gemara in Ksuvis. It brings there's another discussion between Rav Papi and Rav Papa. Rav Papi asks Rav Papa. He says you're allowed to light fire on Yom Tov for cooking. So therefore, the question is: are you allowed to light incense on Yom Tov? So because it's not latzayrich. It's not for the tzairich of food, but it's still something which he needs. So he wants to know if it's permitted in Yom Tov. Rav Papa answered, no, because the pasuk says yachal lechol nefesh, it has to be eaten by everybody, and lechol nefesh means it has to be something which is needed by all people. All people means pretty much the vast majority, and something which is customary or by everybody, that's mutter. Something which is extra, which is so to speak, a luxury, then it's not considered a tzairich nefesh, and you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. So Rav Papi asks, if somebody finds a deer, there's a deer running around in his backyard, is he allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov? Because most people don't like deer meat. So Rav Papi answered, yeah, it is permitted. Why? Because meat is tzairich lekol nefesh. Maybe not deer meat, but meat itself is tzairich lekol nefesh, and therefore you are permitted, even though not everybody is going to enjoy deer meat. It's not, the actual deer meat is not so enjoyable, but since the idea of meat is needed for everybody, therefore it is mutter to shecht on Yom Tov. So this is pretty much the basis for davar hashav lechol nefesh and eichel nefesh. So how do we define what is considered davar hashav lechol nefesh? It means why is deer yes, incense is not? So let's go to another machlekes of Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel, which is actually relevant to the topic, which is discussing washing one's body on Yom Tov. This is the Gemara in Beitza. Beis Shammai says, a person cannot warm up water on Yom Tov to wash one's hands and feet unless the water is fit for drinking, is cooked for drinking. But Beis Hillel allows it. That's the machlokes. What's the reason? Taisa says, Beis Shammai hold that if you warm up water, you're allowed to warm up water for drinking. And you could drink it. And whatever is left, you could use for washing one's feet. But Beis Hillel is more lenient. He says you don't have to drink from it. But since washing one's hands and feet is something which is common, everybody does it, So therefore, it's considered l'chol nefesh, and therefore, it's mutter. But Taisus adds also that even Beis Hillel does not allow washing one's whole body, taking a full bath on Yom Tov, because it's not considered davar hashav l'chol nefesh. Because only, basically, he calls it b'nei adam me'unagim, people who have higher luxurious standards, they wash their whole body on a regular basis. Most people don't, so therefore it's not considered davar hashav l'chol nefesh. So back to the question, how do we define what's davar hashav l'chol nefesh? Like how many people do you have to make it? What kind of melachas? From Taisus it seems pretty clear. Something which most people do on a regular basis is considered tzarech nefesh. And therefore washing one's hands, feet and face is considered tzarech nefesh, because everybody does it on a regular basis. But washing the whole body is not something they did on a regular basis. Therefore, it is considered not oichel nefesh. But that still leaves us with a question about the deer meat, because the deer meat is something which most people, it's considered more luxurious, or people don't like the taste of it, and therefore, why is that permitted? So we have a Sefer HaChinuch.
But that's only deer meat. Not deer, it's food. What if it happens to be a cow?
Everybody eats it? Yeah, that's good.
Okay, they're going to start differentiating between the types of animals that you can chef and can't chef.
If we differentiated between washing face, hands, and feet and washing the whole body, we could differentiate between deer and meat. It would seem so, but it's, the Sefer HaChinuch explains it a little bit similar to Taisus. And he adds an explanation about the deer. He says that Dover, this answers your question. He says, what's Dover HaShav HaChol Nefesh? He says that the action has to be an action which is common. So shechting is an action which is common. Eating meat is an action which is common. So you can't make a difference between deer or cow or sheep. The action is the same. The result is the same. And what people are going to do at the end is the same. They're going to kill the animal and eat it. But if the action is different between washing hands and feet, and the difference between washing hands and feet and washing the whole body, it says washing the whole body is a separate action, huh? It's an additional action. That additional action of washing the rest of the body is something which is not common. Therefore, it's not mutter on Yom Tov. That is Sefer HaChinuch. So that is pretty much, so now we know that it depends on the action. The question is, what's the Torah says, l'chol nefesh?
The commonality of it,
yeah,
not the action.
Yeah, he says the commonality of the action, yeah. So that, but even if the same exact action is not so common, for example, shechting a deer, since the deer is the same action as shechting and shechting, so it's mutter. Because the deer is the same, and meat is the same idea, and people are eating it, it's all the same thing. But the Torah says the kol nefesh, that it's needed for everybody. But the kol nefesh, you can't say there's something in the world that everybody does or everybody doesn't do.
Every single person.
That too. No.
Never in their lives. I think there was one guy
No, even those in the Gemara, people wash their bodies, they do it every day.
Okay,
so the question is, how many people do you need to make something shovel the kol nefesh? Taita says the kol nefesh for everybody. How many people do you need? The Prima Gadim says, in short, it doesn't mean everybody. You don't have to count everybody and say everybody in the world does it, so it's considered shovel. It's just the majority. As long as there's a majority, so we go Rubik Akuloi, the majority of the people, we follow the majority, and therefore it's considered, it's a kol nefesh. As long as you have a majority doing something on a regular basis, that already makes it shove lekol nefesh. Now, aside from the definition of Sefer HaChinuch, there's also another interesting definition from the Beis Meir in his Tshuvos. He explains in his Tshuvos, Shas HaTshuvos, Yeredei Simen Kuf Tzadik Zayin. So the Beis Meir was one of the Chashuvei Poskim in the 18th century, and he has a different way of looking at what's shove lekol nefesh and what's not. He says, something which, if it was offered to you for free, you would take, most people would take for free, it's considered shove l'kol nefesh. So he says, maybe most people don't go out to buy deer meat, but if they'll be given it, they would eat it. He says, well, if someone's given an offer a free shower, he's left off, he's going to take it, so therefore it's not considered echel nefesh. That's his swear. In the 18th century. He says that it's something which is common, that the, what does it mean, shove l'kol nefesh? If you're going to get it for free, then you're going to take it, everybody's going to take it. Now, the question is that this is all talking about in the previous generations when there was no showers in every house and people had to go warm water, the whole mice. So therefore, it was more complicated to have showers. But today, everybody has it in their house. It's not any more a luxury. It's pretty much a staple. It's normal. So could we consider it Eichel Nefesh? So in Shemesh Shabbos Kol Chaso, there's a comment from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He writes over there in a way that's not for sure. He says, maybe. He says that today, a shower can probably be considered Dover HaShav HaKol Nefesh, because most people have it in the house, and most people do it, so it's probably considered Dover HaShav HaKol Nefesh. He doesn't say for sure, but he says probably that's considered Dover HaShav HaKol Nefesh.
It's difficult. People don't shower.
Well, even he says probably.
When did he write that?
Yeah.
Forty years ago. So well, now we know the logic about melacha and yom tov. This is what things is considered fine, what's not a problem. And even if we're going to say a charis is dover hashav lekol nefesh, we have a much bigger issue over here, which is exeda that's connected to shower, to taking it, to washing one's body on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf and Vav, explains, originally it was permitted to wash, people were allowed to wash their bodies on Shabbos with water that was warmed up before Shabbos, but there was a problem. Those bathhouse managers who there, they used to warm the water before Shabbos, at least warm the water on Shabbos morning. And people would ask them, is it from Erev Shabbos or not? They would say, yeah, it's from Erev Shabbos. And they were lying. And they were caught in it. So they just made Xeda, no more washing on hot water on Shabbos, even if it was warmed up before Shabbos. Because of Xeda, maybe people are going to warm it up on Shabbos.
Is inherently wrong with showering on Shabbos?
There's no Issa
Deraisa. Yeah, but that's wrong.
Xeda Derabanan. There's much more people taking showers every day than people smoking every day.
Yet people smoking
happens to be the Pnei Yeshua actually discusses it, and he says that he doesn't leave a clear-cut definition on it, but he says for some people it's Tzarech Nefesh, for some people it's not. He doesn't give you a clear definition if it's considered Tzarech Nefesh. So now we're going to go to the whole idea of the Gzerah. So let's see how it applies to Yom Tov. There's a machlokes between Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim, and you see it throughout the generations. How much of this applies to bathing the whole body on Yom Tov? The Rif in Maseches Beitza and the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov, who are both Sfardi, they hold the prohibition only applies partially to Yom Tov, which means that only you're not allowed to take a hot bath with water that was warmed on Yom Tov. But water that was warmed before Yom Tov, there's no problem with it. That's the Shitta of Sfardi Shitta Shaita.
You can't do that.
Huh?
Why?
We'll see what about the difference in boilers later. However, the Rosh, Masechet Shabbos, the Rosh was Ashkenazi. He holds. Huh? What? The Rif and the Rambam. They hold that it's permitted. The Rosh, Ashkenazi, he holds that it's forbidden to wash one's body even on Yom Tov, even with water that was warmed before Yom Tov, because of the Gzeira. And what's the logic behind their dispute? You're going to see soon in a second what exactly the svara between the two is. So, based on this machlekes rishayim, you have the mechaber. You have the mechaber, he was a svardi. He follows the opinion of the Rambam and the Rif. And he says that, in Shulchan Aruch he writes, that it's been tough kufid aleph. He writes that it's on Yom Tov, you're a lot of warm up water for washing one's hands and feet, but not for the whole body. But water that was warmed before Yom Tov, you're allowed to use it on Yom Tov for the whole body, as long as it's not in the bathhouse. Because Xedo is only in the bathhouse, he still doesn't let you in the bathhouse on Yom Tov with water that was warmed before Yom Tov. The Rama, who was Ashkenaz, he disagrees. He immediately adds, he says, washing the body with pre-warmed water is prohibited in any way, whether it's before Yom Tov, whether the water was warmed before Yom Tov, the water was warmed on Yom Tov, and this is the minhag. But the Rama adds a certain leniency also. The Rama says that if there's a need for hot water, such as to wash dishes, or he says even to wash a baby on Yom Tov, then it's permitted to warm up water for cooking, and add water for washing the baby, because washing a baby is a common thing every day, and therefore it's permitted.
So the point is, for sure, you can wash your dishes in your shower, while you take a shower.
We'll see soon about that. What's the reason for the machlokes? So the reason for machlokes is actually mentioned in the Ran. Even though the Ran was before them, but the logic of the machlokes, the Ran explains it. The Ran says like this: the ones who hold that it's aser on Yom Tov Bechlal, like the Rama. So even though he was before them, the Ran was before them, but the logic, he says they hold that warming water for something which is not Eichel Nefesh is a Yisud HaRaisa, because it's not Eichel Nefesh. Therefore, washing one's whole body is not Eichel Nefesh, not Tzorich, it's not Shav Eichel Nefesh. Therefore, it's also Yisud HaRaisa on Yom Tov. And Chachamim added the prohibition, even added the Gzeira, that even if it's water from before Yom Tov, we have the Gzeira. Chachamim can only add onto the HaRaisa, can't add the Rabban onto the Rabban. But those who hold it's permitted, like the Mechaber, those who hold it's permitted to use water that was warmed before Yom Tov, they hold it, there's no issue that ice in warming water for once before a bath, but it's only Gzera Midrabanan. So therefore the Gzera, you can't add a Gzera to a Gzera. So the Gzera is on Yom Tov itself, but you can't add a Gzera on things before Yom Tov. So this is pretty much the main shittus. Now the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't really summarize the reasons, he just summarized the whole topic into one long sif, and he explains, the way he explains makes it easier to understand the rules, also adds certain chumras and the way it's divided. And therefore we'll see what the Alter Rebbe writes. And we'll see if we could figure out a way around it. Now, basically, everybody, all the Ashkenazim, they pretty much write the same thing as Alter Rebbe when it comes to this topic. There's not real difference between them. I mean, a detail here, a detail there. So just follow the way he writes it's much easier. So I'm going to say what he says. Certain points you already know from before. Certain points just for the sake of the flow. He says, turning on a flame for something which is needed for eating is permitted. Therefore, it's also permitted for something which isn't needed for eating. That's mitoich. But the butter has to be something which is shava l'kol nefesh. Therefore, it's permitted to warm up a little water to wash one's hands and feet, but not to warm up water for the whole body. That's according to everybody. Some hold, this is the mechaber shita, that it's only midrabanan, and therefore, water that was warmed before Yom Tov you could use to wash your whole body. And there's no gzeira, right? Because gzeira could only apply to the reiser. Like warming on Shabbos. But over here, it's a derabanan to warm on Yom Tov. And therefore, you can't add a gzeira not to use Erev Yom Tov water on Yom Tov. But he says this only applies in the house, not in the bathhouse. Now, even according to this opinion, water that was warmed up on Yom Tov for cooking or drinking, you cannot use it, that water, to wash one's whole body. He says water that was warmed on Yom Tov for the purpose of cooking or drinking, you can't use it for washing one's whole body. Even if he's washing his body part by part, it's called Eivor. That means you don't go into a bath, rather you pour water on part to part of the body. As long as the whole body will ultimately be cleaned, it's prohibited with water that was warmed on Yom Tov. Then this is the next step, is that even according to Mechaber, a baby, that the custom is to wash his body every day, you can wash his whole body in one shot, even with water that was warmed up on Yom Tov, for the purpose of drinking, because since it's a need of the baby, there's no gzera. The need, it's a common need, there's no gzera. But to warm up... Warm up before Yom Tov is...
Does that mean they can reheat it?
No.
How do you use hot water
before
Yom Tov? How does it doesn't stay hot? I mean, that's
not tomorrow. No, but Yom Tov, you just leave it on the blech, leave it on the fire, and it's warm. Take it from the hot water, and it was warmed up before Yom Tov, just stayed warm.
But it's continuing to heat.
You put it in, stay warm, and it'll drop a couple. If it's insulated, it'll drop. Anyways, you don't want it in 190 degrees. By the time it will come the next day of Yom Tov, it will drop to 120.
So it's not talking about something that was heated and then reheated, which is okay.
No, something which was heated and just left to be.
Why does that matter? Why does it matter? Because of the way the Rambam says that has to.
The Rambam says the only the gzera. The gzera is only on water that was warmed on Yom Tov. Water that was warmed before Yom Tov is not a gzera bechlal.
And that's because of the mikvahs.
Yeah. He only applies Xera to Yom Tov, not to Erev Yom Tov.
That was the Xera on Shabbos, and we want to know if that Xera.
Yeah, so they say the Xera doesn't apply. The Rama says it doesn't apply all the way. Only applies to Yom Tov itself, not to water that was warm before Yom Tov. And the Rama says it's exactly the same as Shabbos. It's usher just like on Shabbos. And therefore, the Xera is also on water that was warm before. So the Xera is always one step further. So if we say that it's not usher on Yom Tov, so the Xera is only
on. Why would the gzera? Because you could cook water on Yom Tov.
Yeah, because it's not tzarech nefesh.
But I'm saying, if it was tzarech nefesh.
That's why when it comes.
If you could take the shower and you say it's tzarech nefesh, the gzera of the whole gzera was that they cooked the water on Shabbos, right?
Yeah.
And they're lying. So don't avoid the whole subject.
But according to the Ramah, cooking water on Yom Tov for your body is also deraisa because it's not Tavar Atzar Shavachal Nefesh. We'll see in a second. The Altareb explains it. He says specifically those. So let's just finish first what's mutter according to Mechaber. So according to Mechaber, a baby, since it's customary to wash his body every day, there's no gzera, you're allowed to use water that was warmed up on Yom Tov for the baby. However, even for the baby, you're not allowed to actually just put a pot of hot water just for the baby. And to warm up water for an adult for sure is prohibited. But just as long as you do just for the body, it's a problem. So how do you do it? So the Alter Rebbe says is that you warm up water for cooking or for washing dishes. You also allow, that's also considered tzarech lechol nefesh. You warm up water in the pot, but you don't put the pot on the fire until you have enough water for the dishes and for the baby. It means you can't put a half a pot and then remember, oh, I have to give a bath, I'll add another couple of buckets into it. It doesn't work. Because Alter Rebbe says you have to put all the water on the one pot before you put it onto the fire. And it's explained in a different siman in Shulchan Aruch. It says because all the water is considered like one water. So when you put it on, you say this is for cooking. As long as you don't say, you shouldn't say clearly with your mouth it's for a bath. But it's considered like it's one big pot and whatever is left you could use. But if you already put half of the pot on and then you want to add more water onto it, so it's like right now the water you're adding is a whole new, it's a new thing. So all the water that you're adding now is only for the bath. That's a problem. But he concludes, Alter Rebbe says, even in his generation, he says the babies weren't washed every single day, only every other day, every 2-3 days. So even according to the opinion of the Mechaber, it says that he says that today, because the babies are not washed every single day, so it's prohibited to wash a baby on Yom Tov with water that was warmed on Yom Tov, even if it's part by part, it's just like an adult.
What about 3 days?
So this is only according to the Mechaber. According to the Mechaber, who says that it's what? We're according to the Ramah. The Ramah holds it's prohibited b'chol to warm up water on Yom Tov. For the whole body, because it's deraisa. Why? Because washing the whole body is deraisa, something which is not shavah l'chol nefesh. Therefore, it's also deraisa. Only for specific people wash the body every day. The Torah only permits a melacha if it's needed l'chol nefesh. Therefore, it is prohibited to wash the whole body, even outside a bathhouse, even with water that was warmed before Yom Tov, because of the gzeda. Maybe he will warm the water on Yom Tov, and then if he's gonna warm the water on Yom Tov, he's gonna do Issa Deraisa, because also Deraisa is to warm up water for washing the whole body. But washing one's hands and feet, that's something which is shavah kol nefesh, and it's mutter to warm up water on Yom Tov. Not directly for the purpose, but like we said before, to add to the main pot of water before you put it on the fire, and use it for washing one's hands and feet. So the Alter Rebbe says, based on this opinion, Yom Tov is the same as Shabbos regarding this gzeira. So even with a baby that the custom is to wash his whole body every day, it's prohibited to wash his whole body even with water that was warmed before Yom Tov, because of the gzeira, maybe he will warm up water on Yom Tov, and that is a Isser Deraisa. So the Alter Rebbe says, then the Alter Rebbe adds, he says a certain leniency. He says, this whole issue, according to the Ramah, of washing one's whole body with water that was warmed on Yom Tov, water that was warmed before Yom Tov, is only if it was fully warmed. If you wash the whole body in one shot, you go into a bath. He says, but if you do Eivar means you wash your whole body, but not in one shot. You just like pour water in different parts of your body. Then he says the Isser. He says if it's water that was warmed on Yom Tov, it's also Isser. But water that was warmed before Yom Tov, then it's Mutter. Any water that was warmed before Yom Tov, you ought to wash your whole body Eivar.
You said that?
The Alter says you ought to wash your whole body Eivar. Why? Because what's the reason why you're not allowed it? Because of Gzeira. Because Gzeira that you might warm up water on Yom Tov for the whole body. But if you warm up water on Yom Tov for one Eivar, it's Mutter. So therefore, if you warm up water before Yom Tov for the Eivarim, it's also Mutter. Because there's no Gzeira to something which is Mutter. Okay, even if you're going to warm up water just for your hands, just for your feet, just for your face, on Yom Tov it's Mutter. So therefore, if you warm up water before Yom Tov, for the whole body, it's Mutter, as long as you don't wash your whole body in one shot. Therefore, there's no Gzeira. And he concludes, even though the halacha is like the first shita, like the mechaber, that's the Alter Rebbe, right? Still, no, the minhag in Europe is to follow the second opinion. We shouldn't change the minhag. That's what he concludes. So you see from the Alter Rebbe, there's four main points. First of all, we follow the stricter opinion. Second of all, to warm up water on Yom Tov for hands, feet, and face is permitted if the water is added before cooking for hands, feet, and face. Why? Because that's considered davar hashav kol nefesh. Warm up water for the whole body on Yom Tov is prohibited because it's not shavu'ah kol nefesh, it's prohibited from the Isa. Washing the whole body part by part, Eivar, is the same as going into the water in one shot, only for water that was warmed on Yom Tov. So then we compare it to water which was warmed on Yom Tov. Eivar is the same as washing your whole body in one shot, and therefore it's Aser. Water that was warmed before Yom Tov, Eivar is not Aser. On Yom Tov, you'll have to use water that was warmed before Yom Tov to wash your body part by part, Eivar. So now that we know these rules, let's see if we can even figure out a loophole around this and take a shower in Yom Tov.
It's
based on Dovah Shalak Kol Nefesh.
Yeah, but that it's not.
Yeah. Right, so this, the first thing is, today, adults wash their bodies every day. Most people.
We're establishing that. Okay,
most people wash their bodies every day. There's a majority, there's a minority which wash every other day. So therefore, regardless of which you do it, most people, vast majority, don't go 2 days without a shower. At least not on this side of the world.
Not in the summer either.
Yeah, for sure not in the summer.
Two times a day.
Yeah, 2 or 3 times a day, yeah. However, that doesn't give us a head to warm up water for the whole body on Yom Tov, still. Because the Alter Rebbe says, for a baby that you wash his body every day, you still can't warm up water on Yom Tov. But, what's the logic behind it? Let's go a step behind. The whole Isser is only because it's Shavu'ah Kol Nefesh. It's not Shavu'ah Kol Nefesh. Therefore, if you have a baby, you say that for the baby it's every day, but for the adult it's not. So therefore, it's still, you have a problem making it Shavu'ah Kol Nefesh because you have a Gzeira making one for the adult. But if you're going to say that for the baby and for the adult it's the same, because adults and babies are washed every day, every other day, So then we could say there's no issue there either, because it's already Shavu'ah Kol Nefesh. It's not a Dovah Shein Shavu'ah, it's Dovah Shavu'ah Kol Nefesh. So in Melo there's no Gzeira, there's nothing else, the whole continuation doesn't apply over there. That's the first Nekoyot, that's the point to think about. The second point to think about is, what's the issue over here? The issue is to wash the whole body. Right? Because that's something which is, even if we say it's us. The issue is to wash your whole body, go into water in one shot, or to wash your whole body part by part with water that was warmed on Yom Tov. Now, what happened if you skip one Eivar? You didn't wash your head. You didn't wash your hair. Some people don't wash your hair every day. You didn't wash your hair on Yom Tov. So, if you say that it's, like, if you say you're going into the water, right, if you go into a bath on Yom Tov, and you only keep your head out, you say, Ruba Kekula, the majority of the body is like in the water, and it's considered also. Same thing as washing the whole body. But if you do Eivar, what's the idea of Eivar? The idea of Eivar is we add another limitation to water, to going into water in one shot.
Is it Eivar to be what the Gemara said, just washing hands and feet? Isn't that like what it means?
Yeah, but that's Mutter. Washing one hand is Mutter.
Right, that's why if I Eivar, you're mimicking washing your hands and feet.
Yeah, but Eivar, you're doing each part of the body. So
right,
that, so if it's water that was warmed on Yom Tov, even if you do Eivar, it's still Aser. Because you're washing your whole body at the end of the day. But if you're not going to wash your head and you do Eivar, for example, you do part by part of the body and you leave the head out, so then probably shouldn't.
You mentioned something about the rights.
Wait,
then it shouldn't be an issue. By Eva, because you're not washing your whole body, and you're not doing it, you're not going your whole body into the water, so it's not considered the rave of the body.
And that's good.
So that should be fine. I'm not passing, you can ask your local Orthodox rabbi.
But I don't understand why you never
The
only thing is the darbon, that you can't.
Because if we say it's not echel tzeirich nefesh,
we're saying we're establishing.
If we establish it's echel nefesh, then there's no deraisa, there's nothing, there's no issur.
No, but there's the takana that you can't take it because of the shower or because of the water being heated on Shabbos. That takana applies to.
But that only applies to Shabbos because on Shabbos it's usur, right?
On Shabbos it is usur.
And why is it usur in Yom Tov? Because we say it's not shavu kol nefesh. The moment you say shavu kol nefesh on Yom Tov, there's no issur, there's no gzeira.
But we don't know why it's like plug between Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Rambam says it's the same thing.
The Rambam separates.
What's the reason why it's usur from that takana applies to Yom Tov just like on Shabbos?
Because it's usur on Yom Tov just like on Shabbos. Deraisa.
Oh, but if it wouldn't be usur on Yom Tov, then there wouldn't be.
Yeah. The Rambam himself doesn't.
So
then the logic, yeah.
So if it's tzarich nefesh,
if we establish a shower as tzarich nefesh, then we take out the deraisa out of the picture.
Yeah, okay.
So when we take out the deraisa, you can't make a gzera to gzera to gzera.
Right.
So to say it, to wash your whole body in one shot, it's hard to be mad. Even to wash.
Well, why is it hard to do anything as long as we say tzarich nefesh? It is tzarich. We established that today.
Because there's a gzera that abundant, even if it's mutter on Yom Tov, there's always a gzera that we might do it the wrong way.
Do what the wrong way? There's nothing to do right or wrong. It's taking your shower.
Oh, yeah. But even the mechaber is the one who says that it's not also. He says that. The on Yom Tov to use water, one on Yom Tov is asur, one before Yom Tov is mutter, for the whole body. There's a certain element of exeret over here anyway. So let's not leave the element completely out. Let's say that it's mutter, that's oichel nefesh, and it's fine. But we don't want to go all the way and say it's completely mutter.
That's why you ask your local rabbi.
So you ask your local rabbi and you figure out.
Huh?
There's many chuvas that say that the logic of going to hat mikvah on Yom Tov is
on Shabbos,
and then Yom Tov is a reverse logic. Basically, people are going to go to mikvah anyways on Shabbos. If you're going to go to mikvah which is cold, they're going to get sick. So you say when it gets warm, so you shouldn't get sick, but it's not for the purpose of washing the body. So it's not awesome. It's one of the chuvas on the topic. Says,
don't
go to.
There's no
schita
on here, on the human
birth. We'll get to that soon. This is my chalek. It's not schita. Okay, so now this is pretty much. If you want to go to the logic of that, it's not that washing one's body in Yom Tov is davar chol shavu chol nefesh. So l'chayra, the best way would be to do it aver and not wash one part of the body, but like skip the head or something like that. And then you're gaining 2 points of it. First of all, you're not washing your whole body. You're not even washing your whole body. You're not washing your whole body in one shot. You're not even washing your whole body, period. You're just doing aver. And you say it's the shavu kol nefesh, so it should be fine. But you still have to figure out how to get that water warm, because you're not talking about putting a pot on the fire like it used to be. So there's a lot of types of boilers. We'll just focus on four, which I found to be more common. Could be I'm wrong on my limited experience. I found four types of boilers to be the most common ones, both here and in South America, where I come from. First one is a regular gas boiler with a pilot. This is the most common. In the older homes, is a little pilot with a fire. When the thermostat, which is mechanical, it's not electric, the water drops, this cold water goes into it, thermostat cools down. That opens the gas valve hits the pilot turns on and warms up the water. And when the water is hot, the thermostat, when the mechanical thermostat goes back up, it closes the gas valve. There's no electricity involved. The pilot is on the whole time. Then you have a gas boiler, but it has an electric starter. So instead of having a pilot, it has an electric starter. The way it works, the same thing, also has a mechanical thermostat. When the cold water comes in, if the water cools down enough, that kicks off the starter, and the starter turns on the gas fire, and that warms up the boiler. Third one is electric boiler. That's plugged into the wall or to the electric system, and it has a tank and also has a thermostat. When the water cools down, if it calls it calls up in a certain the heating element.
It's just digital.
Huh?
It's the same, it's just digital.
It's not digital.
Meaning it's electricity, so
it's not digital, it's not digital.
No, I have
just
my boiler personally has a whole screen, a digital screen.
The digital is only for what you should see. The actual the heating element is the same whether even if your screen is gonna be even if the LED lights are gonna burn out, the heating element is not connected to the lights.
Right, but what's the difference if it's plugged in?
Just a different, just explain different kinds of boilers.
You still have a gas boiler, right?
Yeah. It's a hybrid.
Yeah.
Because it's fire or it's
electricity.
That does the
heating.
No, it's gas control. Okay. So if it's gas, so I said, if it's gas, then it's a first kind. Gas, two kinds of gas, either with a pilot or with an electric starter. There's one that's completely electric, it has a heating element, like this hot water. It has a heating element inside coils, and when the water cools down, the coils warm up the water. Now, those coils never really get boiling hot when there's water inside. They get hot. But they don't get boiling hot to the level of, like, if you look at a of metal, like, becoming red. Red hot.
Well, the coils become red.
Huh?
Not when they're in the water.
Not when in the water.
Not in the water.
Only when they're off the water, because the water will always keep it cold. If they're on the, if there's no water, it will blow up. It will not much blow up, like, blow. It will just, like, spark out. Huh? It will burn itself out, yeah. It will get hot, 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 burn itself out. But there's no metal getting reaching hot. Well, just remember that point, because that's connected to later. And the last point, the last one that I found common to be is called a tankless boiler, which is the one that has no tank. Bechlau, huh?
Instant heat, the one that has
instant.
You probably have a tankless, huh? I have a hybrid. It's half tankless, half not.
Oh, weird.
No, there's one that's tankless, which is electric, or the water doing
it.
You turn on it. You can't use another. You turn on. You turn on the water. And there's a little box over there. The water goes through it, and it heats up, and then it goes right out hot.
Yeah.
And you could choose which temperature you want. Everything is...
Yeah.
So I'll go through that halacha. Let's go for the first one. Now, this is only if we said that washing one's body is mutter. So now we just have to figure out how to warm up the water.
You think it was water heater. You're talking about water heater.
No, no. Tankless water tank.
What is a boiler?
A boiler heats for heating system.
It's the same thing. So it's a round thing. Cold water comes in, hot water comes out. I don't know. Maybe it's just, I don't know the definition.
It's on the wall.
I'm from South America, so it's maybe different.
It heats up the water for you to use.
Whether it's boiler or hot water thing.
The benefit of it is that you don't have the hot water.
Yeah.
You don't need it.
Right. For the little one, yeah.
Yeah, because you have a tankless,
yeah.
Typically when you turn
on
the hot water.
Okay, so let's go through it. So if you have...
Then what do you call the thing that you call?
So if you have water, if you have the one with a gas pilot, it's the easiest one. So what does it do? You're not doing any malacha. Because if you say the water is mutter, so then... Let's say you're going to use the water just for washing dishes, which is for sure mutter. Or for cooking. So what you're doing is cold water goes into the tank. And the pilot turns on a bigger fire. It's like turning on the fire in your stove. It's from fire to fire. It's for sure motor. The second one is the one that has an electric starter. So electric starter, the electric igniter, it's a little bit more of an issue. Why? But still, there's ways to be mounted it. The first way is you're going to say, you don't know if it's going to turn on because of the water you took out now or not. So therefore, you're not causing it for sure to turn on. So it's a suffix if you're turning it on or not. Just
if you take a really short shower, but if
huh?
It's a long shower, then
what
you know for
about
sure.
What do you talk about? Like a straight up shower, just jump in, whole body?
Not whole body, I didn't say whole body.
Really.
I said just skip one part of the body.
What?
I said skip one part of the body.
Why the head? Head's very important. Can it be like?
Sure, put your hand into a bag.
What?
Put your hand into a bag.
Oh, mom's just being a bag?
So you're not putting your head into a bag, but if it's a hand, yes.
Let's say I'm trying to... We don't take baths nowadays. We take showers.
Yeah.
Right? So if I'm standing in the shower, practice.
Yeah, you have to make sure one part of the body is not. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I'm not passing to you.
I mean, you can't
get
wet, but if you're not specifically
washing
it, it's not being
washed.
Right, that's
it's better to keep it like that. I'm not passing to you what to do, huh?
No.
It has to be fully dry. Just don't intentionally wash it. Yeah.
Okay.
Cover your head with the rubber head.
Huh?
Yeah,
it's just nothing to do with the hair. Okay, let's get this. Taking, let's just finish the shower, and then we have two quick ones, two minutes ones that are for the next part. So the one with an electric igniter. So one with an electric igniter is could be permitted for two reasons. Either you're going to say you don't know if the water you're taking out will cause the igniter to kick in or not, the starter. Maybe the boiler will turn on by itself because the water cooled down overnight and turned on by itself. And the second reason is, even if you did cause it to turn on, So it's mamash a gram, because it's four steps in what you did. You took out hot water. By you taking out hot water, you caused cold water to go in. Now the cold water that went in didn't turn on the boiler. The cold water kicked the thermostat. The thermostat turned on electricity. The electricity starter turned on the gas, and the gas turned on the fire.
But didn't we talked about Roma.
Yeah, so yeah, but Shabbos and Yom Tov is different to a certain degree. So therefore, it's better when it comes to these kind of boilers. Because it's better to try to take a shower if you know that it's on. If you know it's on anyways, and if you take out more water, it's less of an issue. The one that's totally electric, you could say it's more lenient than the one that has an electric starter. Why? Because you're not igniting an actual fire. The one that has an electric starter, you're mamish lighting a fire. If you're not lighting a fire, you're doing electricity. And the metal, the like we said before, the element doesn't get red hot. So, according to the most opinions, electricity is darabon, like I explained in the share about Shabbos switch. So, this grama would be less of, it's a grama and a darabon, and it would be less strict than the one we said before about an electric starter. This is aside from the point that we said before, you don't even know if it will cause a turn on or not. So that one is also, you could say, to mute to a certain degree. And the fourth one, which is the one with no tank, that's for sure usher, because you're not, it's not grama, it's something you're actually making it turn on as you turn on the water, so it's for sure usher.
The electric starter, bottom line, is good, or is it?
You could say that it's fine, you could say it's not fine, I'm not asking you on the electric starter one.
What is the hamanam?
What?
What is the
Hamayin Am Paskin? I don't know what the Hamayin Am Paskin is. I didn't do a survey. I don't know. Mamish don't know.
Why is it the same, but it's not the Grama also? I mean, you know.
It's not Grama because you're doing it right away.
I'm saying, but it takes
it's
a
not,
process.
No,
it doesn't go instant. You have to maybe let it wait for 30 seconds.
Yeah, because that's just for the heating element to heat up.
Right.
But you're turning it on and the heating element is warming up and then the water will start warming up through it.
Oh, it's just like you're flipping the switch.
Yeah, flipping the switch, Mamish. There's no Grama. The only issue is, the only issue, if we say the boiler is fine, we have the last point, the last main issue to discuss is, if you're using the water that was warmed before Yom Tov, so the first shower you're taking on Yom Tov, yeah? What are you using? You're using water, let's say Meister Shabbos. Meister Shabbos is taking a shower, first shower of Yom Tov, what water are you using? You're using water that was warmed up on Erev Yom Tov, on Erev Shabbos.
Why?
You didn't touch the boiler whole Yom Tov. So that water was warmed before. But the water that's pouring in,
you could turn off your heater before it starts.
Yeah, then but then but today this Yom Tov,
yeah,
what?
You can turn on the
well, you could turn off the.
But then you need the hot water.
No, you'll have whatever's in the tank.
No, it won't.
It'll cold very quickly because cold water will go in the whole time.
Yeah. Only if you want these things out.
What?
Only if you turn on the hot water.
Yeah.
But you'll have enough.
So now, the first water that goes, so now what happens is you're adding water into the boiler now, right? So one, if we say the boiler is fine, so we're adding water into the boiler. Now that water you're adding into the boiler has to be made for cooking, or for washing dishes. So let's say the first shower done by the Shabbos, you do before you wash the dishes. Afterwards, the water that boils, you have in mind that the water that's boiling is for washing dishes. And then you make sure to wash your dishes after you come out of the shower when the water warms up again. You, not your wife, because you're the one taking the shower. And then you do, then that water which goes in after you finish washing the dishes, it's whatever was warmed up together with the dishes. So you could use it for another shower, which is part by part, the next day. So the next shower you're going to take, let's say it's going to be Sunday afternoon. Now, Sunday early afternoon. Why? Because if you're going to take it right before Shkia, what are you doing? You're preparing from one day of Yom Tov to another. It's a problem. Because the water you're warming up, you're not going to use it on Yom Tov, on the first day. You can use it on the second day. So therefore, if you want to take a shower on the second day of Yom Tov, on the first day of Yom Tov, you should take it in the afternoon. Way before Shkia. There's enough time for the water to warm up. You should be able to wash dishes before Shkia. Because you have to warm up the water for the actual day. You can't warm it up for the next day. At least the Chatchila. Or, you could just take a shower after Seis. Because the water was warmed up for washing dishes earlier in the day.
Before you go to sleep.
Before you go to sleep, yeah. That's on the second night. So Sunday night, you're going to do it again. And then again, the same procedure. And you wash the dishes after the water warms up. Because the water is going in, you have to make sure it's used for washing dishes.
Water that's there? I don't think you ever finish the water there. So even if it's there.
What do you mean? You have a family with 8 kids. You're going to be draining the boiler in 10 minutes.
No, I'm saying, but each individual shower is like you're not taking the whole... tank.
Depends how big the tank is.
Yeah, okay. Well,
but even if you take a half a tank, the cold water is going in, you're making it kick in right away.
Right.
Not right away. I'm saying it took a while.
I'm saying so the problem was adding the water that is
adding the new water into the boiler.
Water that would be for the shower.
It can't be for the shower. You're not allowed to warm up water for the shower.
But if it's certain leverage, I thought that was the same problem.
But then you still have to warm it up together with for washing dishes or something.
Why is that a problem if we were saying that it's certain leverage shower?
Because even if you say it's even if you say it's teirich nefesh, you have to connect it to eichel nefesh, even according to the first shita.
Well, teirich nefesh and eichel nefesh is not the same thing.
No, eichel nefesh is for eating. Teirich nefesh is something which everybody needs, which is teirich shehuter and teirich shehuter shalei teirich.
Okay, so then the party.
So that's how you do it together with it.
But you're not worried about adding.
Mitach doesn't let you do it separately. Mitach doesn't let you do it separately. You have to do it together.
It depends on certain situations. Over here, Mitach doesn't let you do it separately.
I don't think that the problem is with once you establish it, it's a
So in case now, in the case, what happens? There is actually a swadah b'shtayim zama arba'ach and shmir shabbos kolchasa. He says that if you need the hot water from the boiler, let's say to wash dishes on second day afternoon, so then it's still not a problem because it says it's eichel nefesh, tzedech nefesh. But since you can't reach the hot water without letting the cold water in, so letting the cold water in is also eichel nefesh. Therefore, it's mutter. Then there's issues of using a towel for drying the hair. You just don't rub it on hard enough because it's nearly kaseicha. Just pat it onto the head. There's the issue of soap. We're not going to get into it now. So this is pretty much the topic.